This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV show at 7 minutes past the hour. Dougie is out today, but he'll be back soon, just a couple days away, the big triumphant return of Doug Steffen. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here, and lots of trending news, ladies. This one from my home state of California, and again, a follow-up to the campfire. Not only did the campfire kill dozens of people, it was the deadliest fire in California history, but it destroyed thousands of homes, and that left insurance companies in really financial ruins. They're unable to pay the millions of dollars to the policyholders to get those claims paid out. A state judge ruled that Merced Property and Casualty Company can't meet its obligations after last month's campfire. And their assets are about $23 million, but it faced $64 million in outstanding liabilities just in the city of Paradise alone, according to court filings. It's crazy. The judge and think about it. The whole town is gone. It's wiped off the map.
Yeah.
And Judge Brian McCabe's decision allows the California Department of Insurance to take control of Merced because this insurance company cannot afford. It goes under, basically, because it can't afford to pay out those claims. According to court documents, the state's Conservation and Liquidation Office will start liquidating what's left of the company. Unlike with bankruptcy, where a business or individual can start over, liquidation means there's just no hope for the company's recovery. Fortunately for the policyholders, Merced's policyholders, they are covered by the California Insurance Guarantee Association, which protects resident claimants in the event of the insurance company's insolvency. So the people who had the policies and had been paying and are good standing members of this insurance company won't be forgotten just because the company can't pay it out. That's why they have that insurance guarantee. But the association has maximum benefit limitations, according to Merced. So some good news, bad news for the people who are trying to rebuild after this fire. And Victoria, I can't even tell you how many times, especially as you get to be a certain age, when you get into your late 30s or 40s, certainly in your 50s, and you have friends who want to sell you life insurance, and believe me, they come out of the woodwork. You may not think you have friends selling insurance, life insurance, but you do, and they will find you, and they will ask you to meet them, and because you're their friends, you'll take the meeting, and they'll tell you, but my life insurance does, and you can cash it out early if you need money. The question that I ask anybody who is trying to invest my money or take my money anywhere is, are you FDIC insured? This is obviously the question you need to ask about to this Insurance Guarantee Association as well when you're getting insurance. Because if you do not have the backing of the government and something catastrophic happens, something that is beyond our comprehension, like a fire that destroys an entire town, you're in trouble. You pay all this money in, and you know what? Sometimes those are the breaks, and nobody wants to be on the end of that particular type of break.
Now, this may be a dumb question, but in Southern California, where you are, where these wildfires have just been popping up more and more, is it required insurance? Like, if you're a homeowner, do you have to have fire, or is that just regular insurance? Like, because I live on the beach now, and we're renting, but if we buy a place on the beach along here, you have to have flood insurance because of hurricanes and things like that, because we're right at sea level. Is it similar like that with fire insurance?
I know you have to have some sort of homeowner's insurance, I believe. Fire insurance is really hard to get in California. It's not cheap. I do have it.
Now
the
worse
thing
than
even
ever, probably.
Worse for us is earthquake insurance. In certain areas, it's very hard to get earthquake insurance. But it's one of those things that you're really happy you have. You may not use it very often, but boy, when you need it, you're really happy that you've got it. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so another tough break for the people up in the campfire area trying to build their lives over again and try to figure out where they're going to start new homes. And in many cases, everything is just gone, and they're going to have to start over from scratch. So we'll see. We'll continue to follow the story because I think oftentimes when you get a month or two in between the actual event, we forget about the victims. So we'll keep an eye on the campfire for you here on the DJV Show, where Victoria has the perfect way to whiten your smile.
Yes, this year for Christmas in everyone's stocking, they're going to be getting the gift of a whiter smile. It is the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you, especially around the holidays. That's also great because, you know, you're drinking a little more wine, you're maybe having a little more tea and things like anything that can stain your teeth. So Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. It transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's actually not a lie. That's 5 minutes. That's it. No half an hour with a messy tray or those film things that you stick on your teeth that leave a horrible taste in your mouth for the rest of the day. None of that. After only using Power Swabs once, I actually saw a difference, and there's no going back once you see how easy it is and how convenient. Power Swabs are super fast, they're easy, they're hygienist approved, you can use them on your natural teeth, you can use them on caps and veneers as well, and in 5 minutes, you're on your way to a brighter smile. So this exclusive offer that we have for our DJV Show audience is not available online or in stores. All you have to do is call Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797, and again, it's not available online or in stores, so you have to call for this special deal. 1-800-208-1797.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV Show, and come on, fess up, we've all heard it. Maybe our coworker, maybe someone in our family has that that cough that just doesn't seem to go away. Victoria, I know you've been battling something. I had something for a couple of months, and the cough never went away. So the question is, when is a cough more than a cold? When is it more than the flu? When do you really need to be concerned? that this could be something more dangerous to your health. There's actually a chronic condition called non-tuberculosis mycobacterial lung disease, and not a lot of people know they have it, but you may, and you may have someone in your family that has it. So we want to keep you safe and protected here on the DJV show, and to do that, Dr. Julie Philly is here. She is a pulmonologist at the University of Texas Health in Tyler, Texas, and Philip Leitman is here. His late wife, Fern, was sick for nearly 2 decades with a form of this, and now his passion is to help patients through an organization, NTMIR, an organization he founded with his late wife. So welcome into the DJV show, Philip and Dr. Julie. How are you guys today?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Delighted to be with you. Thank you.
I think I'll start with you, Dr. Philly. What is NTM lung disease? Because I don't know that a lot of people have heard about it, and what are the symptoms?
Oh, thank you for having us. NTM lung disease stands for non-tuberculous mycobacterial lung disease. And what it is, it's a bacteria that's in the environment. And it's very common, found in the water source and actually in soil, too. So we're all exposed to these bacteria, and it does make some people sick. What are those symptoms? Well, the symptoms can be a cough that simply does not go away, severe debilitating fatigue. Some people can lose weight, and some people can even cough up blood on occasion.
Wow. Wow. And I know you said the water is a source of exposure. Are we talking about tap water or the shower? Where are people getting exposed to NTM?
That's a great question. It's any and all of the above. We can culture this bacteria in shower heads, in sink faucets. It can be in hot tubs. I suspect it could be even steam from things like facials or outdoor misters. And again, it's also found in the soil. Things like potting soil are common sources of this type of bacteria.
Wow,
now,
that's scary.
Philip, your wife was an NTM lung disease patient. What was her experience like? And I guess by association, yours as well as the caretaker.
Well, Fern was cold when she moved north and stayed in the shower a lot. We believe that's where was the source of her infection. What happened was for a number of years, she wasn't diagnosed because she would become ill. Doctor would give her a medicine, a pill usually. She would take it for a few weeks, get better, and then it would come back. It took a number of years till we really knew that she had NTM and that it was a little more complex. She needed to take a number of antibiotics to properly deal with this. During that period of time, during that delay, she had some loss of lung function, some extensive damage, and that created it more difficult to treat. It was more difficult to treat. The impact on me was one of a little bit of panic, fear, wanting to help my wife, but I didn't have the knowledge to do so. So we had to seek that out.
And so, Dr. Julie, what can we do? Is this something that it sounds like common sense here? Can we clean our shower heads? Do we make sure if we're using humidifiers? Like, it's running through my head now, any place that there's steam involved. What can we actually do to be proactive against NTM?
Well, the first thing I want to do is calm everyone down, because I do think that, again, we live around these bacteria, and we live around many good bacteria. The reality is that it's difficult to eliminate all exposure in our environment. There are some common sense things one could do to avoid it, and it's best to first, you know, seek more information and discuss that with your healthcare provider. But certain people are at risk to get this infection, and those are usually people with underlying lung disease and certain people with weakened immune systems. And there are occasions where we don't understand why people become sick from these types of bacteria.
Now, if we are feeling symptoms, we only have a minute here, Dr. Philly. If we're feeling the symptoms, what should we be looking for? When should we get tested and take this very seriously?
Listen, when there's a cough that won't go away despite multiple antibiotics, severe fatigue, weight loss, it's best to discuss these types of symptoms with a healthcare professional and perhaps seek this type of diagnosis under their care.
All right, very good. Where do we get more information on this, Dr. Philly and also Philip? Where should people go to find out more about NTM?
Well, first two places would be websites, ntminfo.org and aboutntm.com. They're both have a depth of information and that would be a really good starting place.
All right. You guys are great. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, Philip Leitman and Dr. Julie Philly on the DJV Show.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Candles burning low, lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice everywhere we go.
Wonder and John Legend, a little duet action with Christmas Means to Me, number 39 on Billboard's Top 100 Christmas Songs of All Time. Ladies, we've finally cracked the 30s, and if you've missed it, every day at this time, we run through the list, one song at a time, from 100 all the way down to number 1. We are at 39 right now, and this one, it gets you in a good mood, makes you smile. John Legend with that new holiday album, and of course, Stevie Wonder, just incredible talent. Let's crank it up, Kara.
I feel like running wild, feeling like a little child, bringing me the mistletoe. I kiss you once and then some more. Wish you a Merry Christmas, baby. And such happiness in the coming year.
Number 38 on the list, moving right along to another good one. And now, see, we're getting to the good stuff. Once you get into the 30s, there's no messing around. Chuck Berry's here. Run, Rudolph, run.
Run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town. Santa make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
All right, Victoria, you're awfully quiet.
Listening to these two right. songs so far.
You're toe tapping.
I love Chuck Berry. Yes, I am. I'm literally, my head is like all over the place right now. I love it. Both of these songs, 39, 38, loving it.
It's pretty good stuff. Again, Billboard Magazine ranks the top 100 Christmas songs of all time. Chuck Berry stands at number 38 with this really holiday classic. It's not one of the songs that you hear all the time, but certainly when you do, it makes you smile. Got that Rocky sound. Run, run, Rudolph, run.
Run, run, Rudolph, feeling like a merry-go-round.
Number 37 on the list, Johnny Mathis. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere you go, take a look at 5 and 10. Listening once again, with candy canes.
For me, this is the version of this song.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Yeah,
like
this is probably the best one, right?
Yeah.
Toys in every store.
He's such a smooth voice.
The biggest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolphin will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like...
That's number 37. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas on Billboard's Top 100 list. Johnny Mathis there. Now, I can't give a short shrift to this one because this is also another great holiday song. Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, Darlene Love, and the Wall of Sound at number 36.
Is one of my favorite songs for Christmas, but this version is just so good.
Yeah, this is the one. This is the industry standard, I think, for this song.
Mariah did a good job. You two did a good job with it, but Darlene Love is the best.
Yeah, she's the original at this one. And you know what? There's something about her sound that is very similar to Mariah's version. Mariah used her as inspiration. That very Phil Spector Wall of Sound that you hear in the music, it is absolutely what you want to hear. So, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, Darlene Love. We'll go out with this one because I tell you what, it's one of our favorites here on the DJ V Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two Republican U.S. senators say they are convinced the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. After a classified CIA briefing yesterday, one of them, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, said,
So it's pretty simple for Saudi Arabia. If you want to keep this relationship, you've disrespected it. You need to repair it. The damage is being done by the Crown Prince, not by the United States. And if you want to fix it, you should do something about it.
Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says the Saudi leader would be convicted in 30 minutes if it was a fair trial. President Trump will join three former presidents for the state funeral of George H.W. Bush today. The service for the 41st president will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington. It'll be the first time that President Trump will be in close proximity to former Presidents Obama and Clinton since his inauguration. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today on vacation. He'll be back really soon. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here with trending stories. Victoria, what's going on?
Well, Seattle is trending, and for good reason for hockey fans, the National Hockey League is officially coming to Seattle. The league's Board of Governors voted unanimously on Tuesday to award its 32nd franchise to Seattle, and that will begin in the 2021-22 season. Seattle has long been a sought-after venue for an NHL franchise, but after numerous starts and stops, the process kind of gathered a full head of steam when Seattle actually agreed last December December to renovate the Key Arena. And so that apparently was the final thing that allowed the NHL governors to, Board of Governors to say, okay, now that you've renovated the arena, we're going to move forward. The NHL commissioner, Gary Bettman, told reporters, "We're thrilled that Seattle, a city with a proud hockey history, that includes being the home for the first American team to ever win the Stanley Cup, is finally joining the NHL." So the Seattle ownership group, which includes David Bonderman and Jerry Bruckheimer, you'll probably remember Jerry Bruckheimer's name from the big Hollywood bigwig, they're going to pay a $650 million expansion fee for the rights to the franchise. Yeah, that's a lot of money. And so the team will have an expansion draft in June of 2021. It will follow the same rules that it used for the Vegas Golden Knights, which worked out very well for the Golden Knights. And so a lot of teams will be looking once again to kind of be the victims of poaching for this new team. But, you know, I think it's great to have a team that's going to be solidly based in Seattle. They've had a few teams that have moved, but I think this one is going to stick around for a long time.
And it's always exciting to see how the crowd reacts, right? The city reacts. Certainly for the Vegas Golden Knights, the city of Las Vegas has embraced them. They love the team. And that was also driven, the excitement was driven because the Vegas Knights did so well in their first season. They went all the way into deep into the playoffs and did very, very well, not winning the Stanley Cup, but coming pretty darn close. So if Seattle's any indication, if they used the Golden Knights as an example, they should be just fine. I think what's interesting is it will cause a little shift in the way the standings and the divisions are set up. The Arizona Coyotes will be kicked out of the Pacific Division. They'll be moved to the Central Division to make room for the new Seattle team. So, yeah, kind of interesting, but good news. I need to get back into hockey. You know, it's one of my...
It's making me think that, too.
It's one of my favorites. Between baseball and hockey, those are the sports that I love most, but I've been spending so much time with baseball, and I was so disappointed by the Dodgers going to the World Series for the second time and not winning that I took sort of a sports break. I need to get back into it. My Kings are having a pretty tough year, though, so that's kind of the bummer there. All right, also going on in the world, this one I think is so interesting, and Victoria, you kind of brought this to my attention. The Mexican president, who was just brought into office just a few days ago, Mexican president is now Andres Manuel López Obrador. He took office just literally not even a week ago. Yeah. And some of his campaign promises are already in motion. He's really hit the ground running in Mexico, not only tackling violence at the border, but really jumping in and saying he's going to be the voice of the everyday Mexican person instead of some of the elitists that have been running the country in the past that have kind of a hierarchy in Mexico. He considers himself to be a leftist, and during his bid for the presidency, he vowed to sell the presidential plane, which is a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and he said he'd use the proceeds to help his country's poorer communities. How about this guy? He said, "I will not get on a presidential plane. I would be embarrassed. My face would be filled with shame if I board such a luxurious plane in a country with so much poverty." He said that back in September in a video that he posted to Twitter. True to his word, literally one day after taking office, President López Obrador flew on a commercial airline to the Gulf state of Veracruz. The president was photographed at Mexico City International Airport, traveling just like any other passenger. A video posted to Twitter showed him in what appeared to be a coach seat, buying coach class, not even first class. And at least he had a window seat, apparently, according to the reports. So here's a guy who's actually putting his money where his mouth is and giving up that presidential jet in to make things a little more fair for his country. I think this is a good thing to do and a good sign for Mexico.
Good for him. And that's not an easy thing to do. I'm sure when you first get inaugurated and then you get to see the perks that come along with being the president of, you know, any country, really, and then you see your Boeing Dreamliner, and then, well, nope, it's going up for sale. You're going to be riding coach that. Like everybody else.
So what are the security risks of that? I mean, we've been talking about how some people are probably not going to be super happy with him if he's trying to get rid of all of the corruption and the, you know, security and police forces and stuff like that, and then he's sitting on a plane with all of these other people. I mean, does he have to be completely surrounded by security the entire time?
And this will be interesting to see if he's going to be able to keep this up. That was exactly what I was thinking. It's hard to imagine our president, any world leader, just walking back to the back of a Southwest Airlines flight. It's not necessarily what we would consider the safest thing, and especially in a country like Mexico that's used to a structure of corruption. it's just what it is. It's not even being mean. That's how things are set up in Mexico. And so if he's going to be shaking up the norm and shaking up people's allegiances to each other, well, maybe this won't be something that's going to be a long-term arrangement. Maybe he'll have to come up with something else. But he's keeping to his campaign promise, so we can't fault him for that.
Right.
As we continue on the DJV show, I want to remind you about this special offer that we have going on just for a few more days. This is a limited-time offer. It's absolutely fantastic, and it's from our friends at Omaha Steak. This holiday season, if you're looking for the perfect gift that families across the country have loved for over 100 years, look no further than Omaha Steaks. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer to our DJV show listeners. When you go to the website, omahasteaks.com, and enter code DJV into the search bar, you're going to save 74% off of their family gift package. It usually sells for $195, and that's a great deal. You're getting it for $49.99. Not only is this a perfect gift for your family and friends, but Victoria, you and I are suggesting people pick up one or two of these for you themselves. You keep some great meat, steaks, chops in the freezer, and if you need a meal quick, you have everything that you need, and it's $50. Here's what you get. 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, my mom loves those, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, and then you get the side dishes, and they are delicious, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, and 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, which are a favorite of Victoria and her family. Plus, right now, you get 4 more burgers absolutely free. Think about how many meals that is, all for $49.99. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef, hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. Made in the USA, every cut of beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. So to get these steaks, the premium poultry, the easy-to-cook side dishes, desserts, and more, don't wait. The offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar, and send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. It's a limited-time package. It's only $49.99 at omahasteaks.com, promo code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Howdy, folks. Carl Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket, but it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Give joy with 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Give an Instant Pot or Beats headphones. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th to December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 minutes past the hour. It is, we're in full holiday mode here on the DJV show. Doug is out today. He's on vacation. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen here. And joining us now is the guy that you want to help you with any holiday gathering. His name is Tom Douglas. He is a chef, a restaurant owner, and a three-time James Beard Award recipient. And that is no joke, ladies. He's been featured on the Food Network, PBS, CBS, and other networks programs. You've probably seen him all over the place. Chef Tom Douglas, welcome to the DJV show.
Welcome to Seattle. Nice to have you.
Well, thank you, and congratulations on your new hockey team. We just did a story about that. I don't know if you're a hockey fan, but Washington State is getting a team. So, Chef Tom, take us through the elements of throwing a successful holiday party, because I love to entertain. I think I'm doing it right, but I know there's room for improvement. What do we need to do to make a successful holiday gathering?
Well, number one, don't freak out, right, Jen? That's the biggest deal of the whole thing. Number two is make a plan, right? You know, so think about what you want to serve and then what wines you're going to serve with it. So today I made it an appetizer to go with each of our wines. And then I know what the flavor profile is going to be like, and that will give you confidence as you move through your evening, because you want to be part of the party. You don't want to just be the caterer to your own party, right? You want to be able to jump in with your friends and family and enjoy the party yourself. So the first thing I do
is
to get me loosened up is a champagne or a sparkling wine cocktail. Dominique St. Michel makes a beautiful brut from grapes right here in the Washington State area. They are our founding winery. I don't know if you know that or not, but we are a large wine-producing state now, and Dominique St. Michel is the beginner of all of that. So I take this. I made a cranberry syrup. Cranberries are grown right here just about 2 hours away from Seattle. And I take a cranberry syrup, take them and cook them into a syrup, and then I use cranberry bitters to kind of back up the flavor a little bit, because I want the cranberry to come through the beautiful, elegant, flavorful, sparkling wine. And then you have something to hand your guests right when they walk in the front door.
And that's a great tip, because when you first walk in, you don't want to have to wait around for someone to make you a cocktail, pour you a glass of wine.
Right.
You have that champagne ready to go. That is a great tip. And Chateau St. Michel is a brand I'm very familiar with. I am a sommelier, Chef Tom, and I think Washington and Oregon, also by association, have really come into their own in the wine business, and certainly Chateau St. Michel is a trailblazer. So if people aren't familiar with the wine, and obviously champagne's a great place to start or a sparkling. What comes next? How do you pick the whites and the reds that will please all of your guests, not just a few of them?
Well, one of my favorites from that winery is the Eureka Riesling. And so I knew I was going to serve that, so I started to think about what would go fabulous with that, and then what is an appetizer that I can make maybe a day ahead of time and then just reheat or warm up to about 105 degrees. You don't want to put out a hot finger appetizer, right, because people will burn themselves and their lips. So you want to put out something that you can serve just kind of warm past room temperature. So I went with a nice savory melted leek. Leeks are perfect this time of year. They're a little bit unusual. Many people aren't accustomed to serving them. So I cook them in butter just on low and slow until they almost melt. And that's different than, say, caramelized onions, right, which have a dark brown flavor and a dark caramel profile. These are bright green still, but they're just super softened. And I mix them with potatoes and cheese to make a little empanada, and it's perfect with the Riesling.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Great. Is the Riesling, is that a little on the sweeter side? Because I always think of Riesling as being sweet.
This particular one is, but it goes with everything. It's not sweet like a German Riesling. It's it's more just a tint of sweetness. And then to finish, I'm doing a little caramelized fennel tart with some rare Wagyu beef sirloin on top. And this is a thing that you can do as a vegetarian or as a meat entree or as a heavy after-year party with the Indian Wells Cabernet Sauvignon.
That sounds fantastic. Chef Tom Douglas is here. Now, where can people get these recipes and holiday entertaining ideas along with some tips on finding some great wine from Chateau St. Michel?
Sure. Well, of course, St. Michel has it on there, stmichel.com, or you can go to tomdouglas.com for all of my restaurants and enjoy perusing for all these recipes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Song on the DJV show is our friend Warren Eckstein. He's here from the Pet Show. You can find him all over the country on radio stations everywhere and, of course, online as well. Warren, welcome back. And, you know, it's such a big week to have you here because I think maybe the story of the week, other than the passing of President Bush, is the relationship that he had with his service dog, Sully, and just what a beautiful relationship they had while it was short. They kind of became a pair together in June. Obviously, Sully has been doing quite a good job for George H.W. Bush, and we saw that very famous picture of him laying kind of at the foot of the coffin of his former owner or partner, I would say. So talk to us about service dogs in general and this relationship that we see develop between the two people who are involved in this relationship.
You know, it's kind of interesting because years ago, and I've been watching this whole service dog thing from the beginning, because when I started out, there was no such thing as service dogs. I was working for a place in upstate New York called Green Chimneys, which was a place where I was training people, all had their PhDs from around the world, to work with some of the first service dogs, specifically hearing ear dogs and dogs also to help with other challenges. And it never ceased to amaze me, the bond that these dogs, and in some cases cats, but the bond that these dogs like Sully have with the people that they're taking care of and vice versa. It's like it becomes a symbiotic relationship. It's like the separation isn't there. They're just right on target with each other, not in terms of just the service work the dog does, but the emotional stability that the dog adds to the person who's having any type of challenge. It's also amazing that the majority of these dogs, a lot of these dogs come out of shelters and horrible situations, and yet when you focus them, they're able to do amazing work. Sully's just one example. I mean, I post stories all the time of service dogs where their guardian had passed away, where the dog might be alongside the grave. I did a story last year where the dog would go every single day. A town in Italy, imagine this. Every single day, a year and a half after its guardian died, the service dog would go to the cemetery and just lie for 4 or 5 hours at the grave of the guardian. So it's absolutely amazing to me. So it never occurred to me that this wouldn't happen, but what a great relationship for Sully and the president to have established. And you can see in the facial expressions of the president before he passed away, just how much respect and how much a relationship he did have with Sully. Amazing things are taking place with service dogs nowadays.
You know, we were talking earlier this morning, Warren, that I was reading up on Sully because he's kind of become a national mascot this week. And he has 2 full pages of commands that he is capable of doing, including answering the phone. That was one of the things that he can do.
How does that work, Warren?
Some sort of a device that he can bring the phone,
right?
They
have a TTY. They also have a TTY. You know, I trained the first dog in the United States, first dog in the world, as a matter of fact, the hearing impaired people. And what happened is, if the person, for example, passed out, what would the dog do? For people that lived in specialty apartments, senior citizens' housing, and even people that lived in their own homes, they would install a special attachment at dog nose level, where if the person passed away or didn't respond to the dog or was passed out, the dog would go over and pull this, and what would happen, it would alert someone that there's a problem and someone had to come into the apartment. So it never ceases to absolutely amaze me. You know, I've been doing this for a few years, so over 35, and the bottom line is, as much as I know, I learn every single day from the relationship between dogs and the people they live with.
See, and there was a study out, and I can't even remember who put it out, but it was literally just a few days ago that said dogs are not as smart as we think. But I take issue with that.
I saw that too.
Because not only are they smart, but I think you get this emotional connection, and Warren, you almost said it, but they become an extension of the human that they're working with. So what do you make of people who say dogs don't have it in them when you have Sully who's sitting there, you know, answering the phone and you talking about the dogs notifying when the owners might pass away or pass out and need extra help? How do you equate that?
Listen, I'm not bragging. My dog actually keeps a diary every day, but that's just my dog.
Your dog's smarter than you. We know that, Warren. Come on. Mine, too. We know it.
The bottom line is that the relationship, as you said, it's so close. It's so amazing, and there's so many things that they can learn. But I think the people that suggest that dogs are not as intelligent as people are would never survive in a dog's world. And the difference is that dogs are instinctive and people are not. Dogs react by instinct, which makes them a lot more intelligent and a lot smarter than people that just react to a reaction.
Good stuff. All right,
behavior.
Warren. Thank you so much. You're always such a great source of knowledge, and especially at this time when we're paying so much attention to Sully, a national treasure. Check out Warren at thepetshow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.